good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 8th, 2023. Hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. What a week this past week has been. With the July 4th, we had a wonderful parade here in Monticello. It's all part of our Party in the USA camping week. Camp buses were all loaded up, took everyone to Monticello. We had two groups of campers. We had campers that had the opportunity to actually be in the parade on the camp hay wagon and throwing out candy to all the folks along the route. And we also thank Sacred Heart Church in Monticello for allowing campers to once again have a great view of the parade from their steps. Then off to Cascade for the evening for fireworks. They had a cookout, hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it, lots of games, and a great time was had in Cascade. So big thank you to all those folks in Cascade also. We also have a group of campers that took off for Toronto, Canada as part of our travel program. They're having a wonderful time using the camp bus to travel on up. The first night they stayed overnight in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and then off to Canada. So they're having a great time in our neighboring country of Canada. Received this nice note from a parent. It says, "Hello, we have some of the most caring staff here at Camp Courageous. I fully understand the shortage of workers everywhere. So when something stands out with a Camp Courageous worker, I always feel like I need to acknowledge it. I am that mom, and I own it. I struggle to carry and have a child, so Miles is everything to me. So it took me a while to sign Miles up for swim lessons. I fully know he needed swim lessons, but I wanted to make sure I trusted the person fully. So I kept meeting with Lisa and Casey about these private lessons, and they were always so kind and took the time to answer all my questions. Lisa, or as Miles calls her, Miss Lisa, was nothing short of amazing with Miles. She has the patience of a saint, and he went right to her. I couldn't believe how she was able to get him to do everything she wanted. I just wanted to take a second and let you know how amazing Lisa is and how lucky camp is that she is working here." Melissa writes, "I settle for nothing but the best when it comes to my child's safety and life, and we have the best with her." Thank you, Melissa Ray, for that wonderful comments. This past week, we also had the opportunity to have Camp Courageous' volunteer project coordinator, Jeff Pitlick, invite Mark Wynn from the Department of Natural Resources to visit Lake Todd. We always want to make sure that everything about Camp Courageous is the very best. Mark is an Iowa DNR fisheries management biologist. Wonderful person. He took a look at Lake Todd and he was just super impressed. His words were awesome. "We want to make sure Lake Todd is in the best condition for campers to fish, canoe, paddle boat. Later on in August, we'll be doing the triathlon and using the Lake Todd area." A big thank you to Mark, Jeff, the whole entire DNR staff. They have been friends of Camp Courageous since the camp began. Of course, those original 40 acres was traded with the Iowa Conservation Commission's, or the DNR today, for what is today Camp Courageous. So they have been dear friends of Camp Courageous forever. Fundraisers, the Manchester Grasso is having a huge Christmas in July promotion right now. Incredible the amount of Christmas items they have. You can find anything and everything at the Manchester Grasso. It's camp's largest fundraiser. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. It is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30 and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Run 100% by volunteers and they take cash or credit cards. The pineapple sales and pineapple gala are right around the corner. We'll start selling pineapples at all the Hy-Vees in the area July 31st through August 13th. It'll be followed by the pineapple gala on August 18th. If you'd like more information on the pineapple gala or the pineapple sales, you can go to camp's website at campcourageous.org. Our special guests this year, MCs, will be Gary Dauphin and Andy Peterson. Should be a wonderful time. A big thank you to Dave Bell from Speccast in Dyersville, who each year for decades has donated these beautiful vehicles that we sell at the Fuel Iowa conventions and at their golf tournament. A huge donation. A big thank you to Dave for all that he does for Camp Courageous. The family of Bob Taney, former board member. Bob would have been 95 this past week. Their whole family from across the United States came together at Camp Courageous to celebrate Bob and Margaret Taney's life. Bob and Margaret had been involved with the camp since about its very, very beginning from Monticello, Iowa. They ran Bob's Feed and Seed for years. They sold pineapples, fruitcakes, you name it. They did it for Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to the Taney family, but what a beautiful legacy Bob and Margaret Taney leave here at Camp Courageous. Also, a big thank you to Lynn Burrow from Frontier Garden Center in Cedar Rapids. Lynn, for decades, has been providing camp all kinds of items to meet our needs. Anything that he has left over comes out to the camp. A wonderful donor to camp. A big thank you to Lynn at Frontier Gardens in Cedar Rapids. Our need for the week are foam sleeping mats. They are used throughout camp. They're a thick mat for the campers during cookouts and campouts in particular. They run about $25. And once again, the need of the week is sleeping pads. You can get more information about those at camp's website. And lastly, we lost some dear friends this past week. Andrew Dundon was 45 from Iowa City. He passed away from cancer. Camp sympathy goes out to his mother, brother, sister, great supporter of the camp. We also were saddened by the passing of Louise Van Ursdeld. Louise had been married to Roger for 55 years from Brooklyn, Iowa. Longtime supporters of the camp, over 35 years, involved through Ruritan, involved in anything farming related. She was a great lady and will be dearly missed. One little side note, our dear friend and past honorary board member, past foundation board member, past Camp Courageous board member, Steve Supo, is having an estate sale. Steve passed away a few weeks ago. It'll be at the Dubuque Fairgrounds this coming Sunday, tomorrow, July 9th, starting at 11 o'clock. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.